We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 10 lines from the top, Ahuda Achvi. Middle of a line, Ahuda Achvi, Am Taksa the Rab Abba. Someone showed the meshi of, which is a nice silk ornament or clothing, of it, and a person showed it to the goyim. Ahuda Achvi, Am Taksa the Rab Abba. And he showed it to a guy, and the guy took it. Yosef Avo, Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Papi, Rezim Nafcha. So Avo, Rechonin, Rabbi Papi, Rezim Nafcha was sitting. Yosef Avo, Loi Gabay, Rezim was sitting with them. Sova L'chiyuvei, Mahod Etnan. And wanted to mechayiv him, Mahod Etnan, from this Mishnah, it says, they chayiv for Garmi. It says in the Mishnah, Don Es Adin, Zika Es Achayiv. If someone dan the Adin, Torah, and he made a mistake, and he was Mezaka the Chayiv, he said, the guy who's Bechayiv said he's Potter. Bechayiv is Zakai. If Bechayiv is someone who's supposed to be Potter. Or a teammate is Satar. He said something that was really Tar. He said it's Tameh. Or a Tira is a Tameh. Or he says something is Tar. He says something as Tameh is Tar. He made a mistake. Masha also, you also have Yishalme Beisai. What he did is done, and he has to pay. Omalei, Ravaloi. So that's what happened. That's they wanted to pass him from this Mishnah that says that Yechayiv for Garmi. Even just with Deber alone. That even there by a dayin, you only chai if you actually did it by hand. And we had a rashi before to explain exactly what the case of giving by hand is. For example, by a case where you're mechayev the zakai, you took money from him and gave it to the other guy. Or if you patterned the chayev, which means you took the mashkin away from the malva. Or timei satar, you said it's tameh, and to prove it, you took a sheretz and touched it. Or a case where you said it's tar, to prove it, you mixed it with other tar. Those old cases, nasav and nasav yad, that's a case for yichai. But dafka then, but dibur alone's not. Amrulei, so they told the kids that he didn't get a psak over here, and he's trying to get his money back, Rabbi Abba. So Amrulei, zilagabe de Rabbi Shimmel Yaakov, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Das, the dying didn't get me, they passed the didn't get me. He's a chayiv from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, like we learned a few times already, even when you show the guy the field, you're chayiv medina de garmi. So really, our Mishnah is a makar to the medina de garmi, which Tosis before is bothered by. The Gemara earlier was looking for a mayor shita medina de garmi. He could have brought this Mishnah. Ayin chum. Obviously, in the little time we have Davyam, we can't go through every Tosis, but our Mishnah is a raya that we do paskin dina de garmi. Ahu gavro dav mafkalei kasa de kaspa. A certain gavro was watching for safekeeping. He was a shomer on a beautiful silver becher. Saliku gam ve'eloi, the gam ve'eloi came down, it was the Divrei Chaim's becher. Saliku gam ve'eloi, shoklei, and they took it. They went down there and they grabbed it. Yovu said, they came down, Saliku gam ve'eloi, the ganavim came down to his house to steal. Shoklei, he wanted to save himself. Shoklei yovu, he gave it to him. Lou, he gave it this, they came charging to his house, he was so scared, he gave him this thing, take this and run. Also, can be the rabba. They came for a rabba. Patre, patted him. I'm like, Abaya, what are you talking about? Hay matzal atzma mamu chaveru. The loch is, if you save yourself a mamu chaveru, you have to pay. You have to pay for it. You're good. You're allowed to do it because it's pkuach nefesh. But if you do it with mamu chaveru, you have to pay for it. So why do you have to pay over here? Elam arvashi. It depends. Chazina iinish amadu. If he's a rich person, adaita the day asu. They came for him, and therefore, by saving himself, by giving the silver becher, he saved himself with mom and chaver, and he has to pay for it. But the Eloi, I died to kasba. So if he's not a rich person, you know why they came? They came for that becher. Therefore, you're not responsible. That's what they were coming for. They knew you were watching this becher, and they came for that. They knew you were safekeeping this becher. Therefore, they came for that, and you're not responsible. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Now, even though you can ask me, here he did it, he gave it biyad, so why are you part? Even if they came for that, why did he give it by hand? Tais asks Kasha. Tais is the master of Elav. Says, "V'afikav der mila el nosav nosav yad chayiv." And even ba'inis mivuya that chayiv. Lefi Rashi there, and Tais here also learns like that. I'm a read. The shani shomer shadaskin if gedua shiyata atzav by mivuya alav. If someone gave it to him, he knows he might use that to save himself if he's in the sakana. Who gaber the mafkabe arnuka the pidyon shvuyim? There was a certain guy that they gave him to watch a whole money bag, money, pidyon shvuyim money. Saliku gamve, it wasn't that he was going to use it for pidyon shvuyim, it was pidyon shvuyim money that he was watching. It wasn't for a specific pidyon shvuyim, but he was watching this money. Saliku gam ve'eloi, Ganav came down to his house to steal. Shakli ov ve'inalei, he was scared for his life. He gave this whole bag of money to them, and they left. Also, gamei the rova patre ipatanim. Amalei abayev amatzal atzmoim chaveroi. Yematzal mom chaveroi. What's going on over here? Amalei ein lecha pidyon shvuyim god mazeh. There is no pidyon shvuyim bigger than this. Now, Abayev's question was what? It's pidyon shvuyim. Abaye's question was that here it's matzel mam mam chaveroi, and therefore heila do that. And the answer, because he didn't have in his hands to use for any pidyon shvuyim. He was watching pidyon shvuyim on him. So therefore, but the answer, no, the ma'ase since set aside pidyon shvuyim, I can now use it for pidyon shvuyim. But the Tos Rosh asked, the Gemara before says that if you're watching money of aniyim, you're not chayav to pay because no money shall on a tovim. So here. What was the whole kahavim? Who should be chayev to? So the Pesach Rosh answers, since there was someone who was in charge, there was a gabbai tzedakah who's charged with money, he gave it to you to watch, so you're mechuyev to the gabbai tzedakah. The gabbai tzedakah, well, he's the one who made you the shomer, so you have to pay him back. That was the havmina. And Mar says, no, en lecha pidyon shvuyin gadol mizeh. Ho gavra, da'akdim, va'asik, chamra, l'mabara. Like the story was like this. There was a ferry, and on a ferry, you don't want to put a chamar on a ferry. A donkey is pretty heavy, so it could make the ferry sink. So here, this guy, he said, I'm bringing my donkey. He jumps onto the ferry with his donkey, and then everyone else crowds onto the ferry, and they're in the water, and they chap tsuris over here. The thing is sinking. The akdim asa chamar la barbara, kamei disliku inchi barbara. Before everyone else got onto the mabara, he went on, and everyone else came afterwards. What happened was boyle tvuye, it wanted to sink. It was about to sink. Also, ahu gavra, so one of the chevra on the boat came malach le chamra. He pushed the chamra overboard, the ahu gavra of that person's chamar, v'shad l'nahara, and dumped it into the water. V'tava, and the chamar sunk. The chamar is dead. Also, kamei the rabba, they came for rabba. What should we do? Patre, Rabbi said that you're potter to pay for the chamar. Why? I'm like, Abaye, what's going on? You're saving yourself with the mamu chaveru. Now I'll do that. I'm like, no, this guy's a roidif. You bring a chamar on a boat, you're a roidif. You're putting everyone into danger. Hi mikar roidif haba. And Rabbi Tameida holds that if a roidif's running after you to kill you, you're allowed to destroy his property. Dama Rabba, roidif shay roidif ak chaveru lahargoy. Someone's running after his friend to kill him. Veshiver esa kalim, and he broke the kalim. Bein shel nirdaf, bein shel kol adam potter. If the roidif broke the kalim, the items of the nirdaf, the guy's running after. When you hell a person, you potter. Why? Shem is chayiv benafsha. The roidif is chayiv misa because when he's running after someone to kill him, you're allowed to kill the roidif. So roidif right now is a matzav chayiv misa. He's potter. His potter is coming to rabbi. The nirdaf shiver as kalim shall roidif is potter. The nirdaf that broke the kalim on the roidif is potter. Shaloye moinu chav ala hufa. I allowed to kill the guy, so of course I can take his money. And that line is a sushel to our case where the guy who brought the chamar, the donkey, is a roidif, so I'm allowed to destroy his donkey. But the roidif is chayiv to pay for any damage. The nirdaf, the guy's running away. If he damages anyone's property, he has to pay for it. Why? Because matzal mamam chaveru. The also lahatzal asal mamam chaveru, which means it's not also to do, but it's also to do without paying. You have to pay for the mamam of chaveru. But in the last halacha of Rabbah is the roidif shay roidif acha roidif lahatzal. There was a roidif who's running after a roidif to save the nirdaf. And this guy, the good yid, the Baal Chesed, broke kalim. He's always potter. V'shalva kalim bein shal nirdaf, bein shakol adam potter. V'loy min adin, not min adin, because adin is, he can't be matzel b'mam chavera. But here, we want this guy, this Baal Chesed, to do this. El shim e'yata oimikain, incha adam shematzel chavera m'narodif. You're never going to want to save anyone if you have to pay for damages. Therefore, we said, atakana, you don't have to pay for damages because you want people to save other people. And therefore, we said that you could run after... if you run after and you damage anything, you're potter. And the two stelta our cases again that Rava says that if the nirdaf breaks the roidif stuff, that's not called matzel b'mam chaveru, not chayev. Why? Because there, if I could kill the roidif, of course I could ruin his property. So here also, I could throw your chamar off. You're killing me. You're killing me in my boat over here. You're making me sink. And therefore, I'm allowed to do that. Zokta mishnah v'aytenu mishnah. Shotva nahar oimel oresof v'necha. Someone gamvis a property. And what happened was, there was a flood, and the soda is gone. It's underwater, 2 feet underwater. You tell the guy, oh, I stole your field, no problem. Here's it back. Here's the field. Because there, it's like a Makas Medina, so it's no issue whatsoever. You just give it back. Tanu Rabbanu, the Brisa. Hagoydul soda mechaver of shotanar, chayiv lahamud loy soda acha, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, that you have to give a new field in such a case, we are Shatvanar. Chama says, like our Mishnah, you just say, here it is. What's the Machlaikas? Micah Mephili. The Machlaikas is, if you darshan in the Psukim of Geneva, do you darshan Klal or Prata Klal, or Reba Miyat Reba? The difference between Klal, Prata Klal, Reba Miyat Reba is like this. Reba or Miyat Reba, they're all in the same words, just had a look at it. If you look at a Reba Miyat Reba, which means there's a general rule, a specific rule and a general rule, if you learn it as a Reba Miyat Reba, which means like this, you marba any everything. You might one thing from the Miyat. A Klal, Prata Klal, Mashenken works a little different. That the Prat, anything similar to the Prat, is also excluded. So there's more exclusions when you do Klal, Prat, Klal, than when you do Reba, Miyat, Reba. So that's the Bir HaMachlekes in Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbana. So Rabbi Eliezer Darosh, Reba, Miyat, Reba, could say in the Pasuk like this, V'kichesh ba'amisai, this is all by Gneva, which we got made a Shvua, says there, V'kichesh ba'amisai, so that's a general rule, that's Reboi. Then it says, that's miyat. Then it says, that's a chas of a riba. Riba or miyat the riba. Riba I call, marba everything. My rabbi, rabbi call miyat. Marba every single thing. My miyat, that might one thing. Miyat shtaris. The first thing in miyat is that shtaris, which is not gufay mamain, it doesn't have inherent value. That's where miyat, there's no din geneva on shtaris. Verabbanon, Darshi, klali prati. So he says the kichesh is klal, but kodan is prat. Oy mekol asher yeshava is the chazva klal, klal prat the klal. Yat don't like a prat. So when you marba everything, it has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat dova metal to vegufay mamin. Just like the prat is something that's moved. It's something that's inherently money. Af kol dova metal to vegufay mamin. Everything also has to be metal to vegufay mamin. Yatzu we're coming to exclude kar koyos she'ein metal to him. You can't move that. Yotzu avodim shuk shuk hakayis, and yotzu shtarais, and when you exclude shtarais, documents shafishim and taltlim in gufi mamin. Even though you can move it, but it's not gufi mamin. So what we're saying, Mechloikas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan is the Mechloikas is basically is karka negzelas. Rabbi Eliezer says that karka negzelas, and therefore you have to mekayim the mitzvahs hashava. Did you return it? No. Because it got destroyed. So you didn't return it. No mitzvah shava. Chachamim say, no, karka ain't an exela. It's not in the parish of regular exela. Before we had a mishnah when Masikim took it, it's a knastir. But here, it's karka ain't an exela, and I'm returning it to you. I never took anything. There's no din hashava. There's no din hashava. How do you know no din hashava? From the pasuk. It's a miyat. The pasuk says, klal prat the klal, v'dar mikra prat. That's v'dar v'amatatl. So there's a miyat in karkoyis. There's no din hashava in karkoyis. Right, the Gemara, okay, geshmak. He says, "Shad machlekes by karka, very geshmak of machlekes. Klal prata klal, riba miyat riba." But hey, in this brisa, by a time you went to a brisa, hagoyzol asa para. Someone steals a para, v'shot v'nahar, and nahar comes and washes the para away. Chayv lahamle para. You have to get a new para. The Rebbe says, "B'chamim amrilarish avnecha." Say, here it is. It's down the river. There it is. What do you mean? What's the machlekes? What's the machlekes? What's the machlekes? That's a metatlim. What's going on over here? Of course, you have to give this back. What's pshat the rabbanon? Amra Papa, you know what the case there is? Hossa Mamaya Skinan Kunch Gozal Soda Machaver is a para of Rutzaboy, a top of Kufiches. You stole a soda, and on the soda was a para sitting on it. Vishotvanar, and a water came and washed away the entire field with the para. So think about it. If you hold karka nigzeles, that means that I steal the karka, I have kinyonic zela. If I have kinyonic zela becomes my, when I coin it, I'm coining agav that. I got that, I'm cutting the metaltum as well. So I've kiyon exiled everything. I have to return it. And I have to return the para and the karka. Mashayinkin, according to Rabbana, I never stole the para. Because it was sitting on the karka. And the karka, I never had kiyon exiled on the karka. Because karka and exiles. So I never stole the para. That's why I don't return the para. Paro vutzibay v'shatlanar, the Rabbi Yezel Tamei, that holds as called Zela on the Karaka, so you kind of the Paro as well, and therefore you have to pay back for the Paro. But Rabbanon Tamayo also, that Rabbanon Tamayo, that there's no Karaka in Zela, as if we never kind of the Paro, since you never kind of the Paro, so there's no Chiyav HaShava on that Paro.